You're listening to Purposeful Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Yolanda Postel, and I'm here to encourage you to be bold, step out on faith, and be the amazing woman God has called you to be. Let's get into this episode. Yolanda Postel here. Thank you for joining me yet again. And I want to ask you a question, and that is, how are you spending your time? I'm a big proponent of spending your time wisely. And the reason is because what time we have on this earth, it's limited. Yes, we feel like we'll be here forever, like life is never going to end, but we are all here on a limited time that only God knows how much is allotted to us. And so, are you using your time towards making sure that you fulfill your purpose? And I know some of you are asking, well, what is my purpose? I don't know what my purpose is. Well, Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to them who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. In other words, our purpose is the purpose that God has given us. And it's up to us to seek his will for our life, because all of us have a different assignment. And you cannot look at other people's life and think that that's going to be how yours goes. We all have our own journey. We all have our own struggles. We all have different things that God needs to take us through to reach what he has assigned for us to complete while we are here. And I know that some of the things that we go through may not be easy, but God will equip you to get through it. But as we are here in a new season, because spring is right around the corner and time is flying by, what have you been doing? How have you been spending your time? Have you been spending it watching endless hours of TV? Have you just been doing whatever from day to day? And if that sounds like you, perhaps it's time to consider making a plan on how you want to spend your days. Wake up in the morning, spend some time reading your word and praying, and then map out what you need to get you one step closer to fulfill and complete your purpose. Because it's in Proverbs, and I will look up the exact scripture and put it in the notes, but it says, a man plans his way, but the Lord orders his steps. So we make our plans, but God, of course, can come in and tweak them at any time because he's God. However, we put our hope, faith, and trust in him, and we know that he'll never steer us wrong. He will only lead us and guide us in the direction that he wants us to go. But again, if you're just winging it every single day, or you're just letting the day fly by, and at the end of the day, you have not even taken any steps or done anything but sit in front of the TV or waste your time on social media, you're responsible for that. When we stand before God, we have to account for how we spend our time and what we do with our days. What do you want the answer to be when you stand in front of him? Because every action that you take today is either moving you one step closer to fulfilling the purpose that he has for you, or it's taking you further and further away. And I've made up my mind that I'm not going to waste any more time, and that everything I do is going to be to work towards fulfilling the purpose that he has for me. I feel like I wasted a lot of time in my 20s, wasted a lot of time in my 30s. I don't have time to waste anymore. It's time for me to, you know, get moving. And it's time for you to get moving too. And if you are in your 20s and you are in your 30s, you are in the prime time to do so many things.
and take advantage of where you are at right now. I know you may not have everything in line, you may not have everything in order, but you don't realize the jewel of the age range that you're in. And I think the key to making sure that everything you do is in line with your purpose is to just make the best of every day and don't compare yourself to other people. Please don't get into that comparison trap. And you may not look like much today, but you don't know what God's going to do with you tomorrow. You don't know how He's going to move in your life. You don't know what changes He's going to make along the way, what doors He's going to open for you. So yes, you may be wondering where you're going to go, but look at it this way. When God called Abram out of the land of Ur, out of the place where that was familiar to him, out of his father's house, he did not know where he was going. All he knew was God said, go, and he went. Okay? He moved in obedience. And he did not have the plan laid out for him. God revealed it to him little by little. But eventually, he fulfilled his purpose. And it is because of Abram's, who later was changed to Abraham, it's because of his obedience that we are reaping the fruit of it today. But what if he had sat there and said, well, I don't know. Where are you taking me? Can you give me an idea of where I'm going? What should I pack? Should I leave in the morning or evening? No, he did it. He moved in obedience. And that is what we must do. We must move in obedience. And the plan will not be laid out to you all at once, but with every step of faith that you take, you're one step closer to fulfilling the purpose God has for you. And then when you come to the end of the line, which we all will one day, you can say that you ran your race, that you finished your course. You can stand in front of God and say, yes, Lord, I was obedient and I fulfilled the purpose that you assigned to me. And you may feel like your life is not valued. You may feel like you have nothing to contribute. Let me tell you something. God puts you here on this earth for a reason. And if He puts you on this earth for a reason, hun, you have a purpose. You have a calling. There is something strategic that He wants you to do. And you can get it done because everything you need, it's already inside of you. He's already equipped you. And so today, I really want you to take inventory of every area of your life. How have you been spending your time? Have you been wasting your moments that you have? Have you been so busy looking at other people and what they've accomplished that you feel that your purpose isn't anything? Or are you just one of those people where you're like, I don't even know what my purpose is? It's time for you to get up and start moving in faith. And as you begin to move in faith, God will reveal the next step and the next step and the next step and the next step. Because I have said it before, there is somebody that needs you to complete your assignment. There's somebody that needs you to fulfill the purpose God has for you because your life is going to impact somebody else's. And you may feel like your impact is small. Look, if you impact one or two people and you're a blessing to their life and you help lead them to God and where He wants them to go, then that is not a waste. Some of us may be called to audiences of 5, 10, some may be called to millions. The thing is, walk in your lane. Walk in where you're assigned to be. Don't try to skip over and get into somebody else's lane and get in their way. Actually, you'll be getting in your own way because, you know, it doesn't work trying to put on somebody else's shoes, right? You can only walk in your own shoes to get to where you need to go. So again, it's time for you to take back your days, take back your time, and make sure that the actions that you take every single day are according to His purpose. And that will require you to wake up in the day, seek His face in the morning, and ask Holy Spirit to lead and guide you and order your steps. And guess what? He'll do just that. And your life isn't a waste. You have a purpose. And I know that you will fulfill it as long as you seek God and ask for His guidance and direction. And He will lead you and guide you again to what He has for you. So don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Don't feel like there's just so much that you don't have what it takes to get things done. You do. You do. And God has a calling and an assignment for you to fulfill. So be encouraged. And I'll see you again next time. Well, that concludes this week's podcast. Follow me on social media. You can check the show notes for links. And of course, if you prefer video content, you can check out my YouTube channel. And I have a link to that in there as well. And remember, as you go through your week, be bold, be empowered, break through fear, walk in faith, and allow God to lead and guide you.